This past week, Rob Jolie's desperate 11-year search for his missing son Luke Jolie Durocher brought him to the Sherbrooke Street residence where his son was last seen on March 4, 2011. "I have wanted to see the apartment where my son spent his final evening for more than 11 years," said Jolie in a release. Jolie was accompanied by private investigator Ellen White of Pulse Private Investigations, whereabouts unknown. "I had the opportunity to look through that apartment and the building," said Jolie. "With the kind cooperation of residents and the owner, we were able to spend the better part of the day there and look at specific areas that numerous tipsters have told us about." On March 4, 2011, Jolie's son, Luke Jolie Durocher, a 20-year-old from Temiskaming, was in North Bay to visit with friends and was staying on Sherbrooke Street. The friends consumed alcohol prior to going to a bar where Luke was refused entry. Luke then visited a second bar on Delaware Street where he was last seen alive. Family members reported Luke missing 3 days later on March 7. See related. Puzzle pieces coming together in Luke Jolie Durocher mystery. Jolie says they will continue searching for Luke for as long as it takes to find him. "The public can greatly assist by helping us track down some items that belong to Luke that we believe were seen in the community in the days after his disappearance," he said. "These items may have been given away, sold, or traded. Specifically, we are looking for a pair of older, worn New Balance shoes with green trim, the purple belt as shown, and a red and white airline bag similar to the one pictured with the name, Rob Jolie, written on it in black marker. He asks anyone with information about these items or Luke's disappearance to reach out to Pulse Private Investigations by text or phone at their confidential tip line, 289-975-0909, or to contact North Bay Police." Jolie also commented on a recent fundraiser he saw online that solicits funds to conduct searches for Luke and others. "He would like to remind the public that Pulse Private Investigations is working on Luke's case at absolutely no charge and that there is no cost associated with any searches that they do. Pulse does not solicit or accept donations." Jolie encourages people looking to contribute to fundraisers to ask questions about how their donations will be used and how searches are planned before donating.